Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Just perfect. Oh man, I hope we don't go back. I know it'll get warmer. I just don't go back to the mid 90s.
Just enjoy this while it's happening.
You're right. I'm overthinking again. DGS Happy Hour.
Oh
yes.
Andrew, you're awfully quiet back there. You working on experiments?
Sorry, I was doing stuff.
Thinking about something else.
Yeah, I was thinking about something else. Sorry. Putting stuff together.
You have a happy hour?
Sure. What the hey? Let me look at what I wrote down. Yeah. Okay. So this is a huge bummer. Can I do a huge bummer, or should I not do
no,
a huge
it's fine.
Bummer? The story about the kid who like confided in his suicidal thoughts with ChatGPT, and ChatGPT is just very much the wrong person to do that to.
Mm-hmm.
It would alternate between encouraging him, like, you should maybe talk to somebody about this. And the kid would be like, yeah, I should, but I kind of am right now. And ChatGPT would be like, that's a great point. Let's keep talking about it. So he, for example, he would say, like, he tried to hang himself once. It didn't work. And he had, like, a mark around his neck. And he's like, I don't really want people to see this. And ChatGPT was like, well, here's how you can hide it. Here's how you can hide it so no one can ever see it. And told him what kind of clothes to wear, stuff like that. At one point, it encouraged him not to go to his family and express how he was feeling. He asked what are some ways that someone could go about killing themselves. And ChatGPT said, now I can't tell you that unless you tell me it's for a book that you're writing, and then I can.
Jeez.
And so he wrote, well, it's for a book I'm writing. And then ChatGPT was like, okay, well, here's how the characters in your book could do something like that. He expressed that he felt like his parents weren't seeing, like he was trying to make sure that they saw things and that they weren't noticing. And ChatGPT was like, yeah, it's almost like it's confirming your worst fears that if you were to go away, no one would even notice or care. And like,
man.
Really, yeah, really, really, really bad stuff.
They need to be sued really bad a few times.
I think
changes
they
need
are.
To be made.
I think they are, but it ChatGPT is not prepared to help you with these problems, it just responds with like curiosity. You know, like Rachel's talked about when she uses ChatGPT, it just like is very encouraging and just wants to continue the conversation. Right?
Yeah.
So it can't say like, all right, here are the steps that we're going to take to try and help you or get you to the people that want to help. They just go like, let's explore that. Tell me more about why you're feeling like that. But then when you say like, this is why I'm feeling like this, ChatGPT essentially just hits a wall and goes like, that's crazy, man. That's wild. It's
Rich?
Too bad that you... Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Do you want my comments on that, or you don't want my happy... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so for my happy hour, I'm going to go back to the tennis thing because I had a couple of things left over. I had told Brian M. on the stream I was going to bring this up. So Carlos Alcaraz is really good tennis player. I think he's number two in the world for men. He just got a really bad haircut. Like, he basically buzzed all of his hair off. And this is like a good looking guy who normally has like a great head of hair just shows up for the U.S. Open with no hair, and people are roasting him so hard. Like other tennis players, you watch a match he's in and the commentators are talking about it like the whole time. And Kurt said to me, made the interesting point. He's like, man, you could never do this to a female player for like any, even if it was the most like egregiously crazy haircut ever, you wouldn't be able to do this. And it's not to say like we should be able to. It's just kind of an interesting way of looking at things to where it's like, yeah, it is. Carlos Alcaraz doesn't seem to have his feelings hurt in any way for people making these comments.
I'm sure he's fine.
I think he is, but it's just the kind of thing where it's like, well, you could do it for 50% of the population, but not the other 50%. It's just kind of a weird thing. And it makes me wonder like, okay, so what are the things we could say about the female players that it'd be like, oh no, do not say that about the guys. That's an immediate no. I can't, like, nothing springs to mind. I'm sure there's something, but just kind of interesting.
Wheels, your thoughts on that?
No, I don't think it's necessarily wrong, and I don't think it's necessarily the most illogical thing either, if I'm saying that in a way that makes sense.
What do you mean?
Like,
it makes sense to have a double standard?
I'm not saying it makes sense. I'm saying I understand why that doesn't cause people's radar to go up, because most guys don't sweat that kind of thing in that scenario.
Well, here's a great example.
Right?
So the reason his hair is messed up is because, I mean, he is a multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
He had his brother cut his hair and his brother like put the clippers on the wrong setting, and then they had to just completely shave his head and start from scratch.
Yeah.
So I think you're on to something, Wheels.
Yeah, and again, I'm not saying it's not 100%. It's different, but I would say if you just if you bore it out on a percentage basis, most guys would not care about that particular subject being brought up. I wouldn't speak for all women, but I would bet that the percentage is higher that would care about that, because women are judged more based on their looks.
Very true.
It shouldn't be, but it is true.
I will bear the standard of all mid-level looking people.
I mean,
that if you're beautiful, which this guy is,
he's a good looking athlete,
and he's beautiful with hair, without hair, without a head, he's still beautiful, right? It's much easier to poke a little fun at someone like that.
That's true.
If Angelina Jolie got a bad haircut, you can whip her a little crap because she's Angelina friggin' Jolie. But if someone is mid, you can't really go at him on looks.
Yeah, and it wasn't even like going at him, right? It was like asking him about it, like, duh, what's up with the hair?
Well, Francis Tiafoe, an American tennis player, like in his press conference was like, yeah, it looks horrible. I think he looks terrible. And I mean, it's funny because they're friends.
Yes,
but
yeah.
I don't know. I'm just interested in the nuance of that because we live in
an age
that doesn't have a ton of nuance. So it's just kind of, I mean, I guess it's kind of cool that we're all kind of still on the same page when it comes to stuff like that.
Just as an example of that, there's a guy that plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Have you seen this?
No.
So he's like a 400-pound rookie.
Oh, yes, I did see this.
And they won't let him practice. He just has to walk laps until he loses a certain amount of weight. He's not allowed to do things. And it's perfectly appropriate to ask him and to talk to his team and do the coaches about his weight. Would you ever do that about a WNBA player? Would you ever do that to Serena or Venus Williams? I think it would be very much frowned upon. But in football culture, weight is a normal conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys are used to it. They expect it. they know the deal. And I'm not saying that justifies anything. I'm just saying that it is an example of what you're talking about. Where in football, a guy's weight, we talked about Travis Kelce's weight last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because he looked different than he did before. It comes up. But it would definitely be more frowned upon if you brought that up with a Caitlin Clark or with a Venus or Serena Williams. But they're also different sports.
Yeah.
The culture, I don't know what the culture would be if you asked Phil Mickelson or Roger Federer about their weight, their build, whatever. I have no idea what that cultural norm would be in that sport.
It's interesting that you just brought up Serena Williams and weight, because the other thing I wanted to talk about was Serena has recently come out and said, yeah, I use Zepbound, GLP-1 weight loss medication, and I've lost 31 pounds. And nothing wrong with that. I really appreciate the fact that she's being honest about it and just being real and being like, yeah, I took this drug and I lost weight. I did see someone post, though, and say, like, it's really incredible that this is a athlete who, like, transcended so many, barriers and has just come out as, like, the greatest of all time when it comes to female tennis players because of, and she used that pre-31-pound weight loss body to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, and now I'm tiny again. I don't know. It's just, like, a weird thing.
I can give you another parallel to that, though.
Okay.
It's like when you're an athlete and you have all the size and strength that really matters, and then when you stop competing, a lot of professional athletes, like if you look at some offensive linemen, you would never know they were offensive linemen if you met them 2 years after they retired. They're normal weight. They get down to 220 pounds if they're 6'6". Well, they used to be 290. They used to be 300 pounds because they don't need it anymore. And I wonder if that's part of it, too. It's not every position and it's not every sport. But in particular, guys who need big weight to play football, not all, but a lot of them immediately decide, I'm going to go back to my normal weight once they're done playing.
Want to take a break and come back with more Happy Hour?
Yeah.
I'd love to.
All right, quick break. Right back. DGS and KMOX.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Come.
with you along with Rachel, Kevin, and Andrew. Every day, a couple times a day, sometimes we do DJ's Happy Hour, because the whole show to me, when I sold this show in the year 2000, 25 years ago, they said, what's your idea of what the show's going to look like? And having absolutely zero reason to think I could pull it off, I said, it'll be like Happy Hour every day. You know, you get together with your friends and it's usually fun, but sometimes you talk about something sad and just like, you know, you never know where it's going to go. And here we are 25 years later, kind of doing that. I had a topic for DJ's Happy Hour, and it's a little more heady than most of my topics for Happy Hour, but we see what's going on right now with the president and the National Guard troops in D.C., and try to put, if you can, Trump aside, because it's not a Donald Trump question. But I'm seeing these National Guard troops on pretty much every corner in D.C. So put aside, if you can, that National Guard troops are not trained to be police officers. They're trained for a different mission. But let's say that you could have a federal presence, uniformed, armed people in St. Louis on pretty much every corner downtown. They're not causing trouble. They're doing what they're supposed to do. They're fulfilling their jobs. And crime goes down 75-80%. Are you down for it? Or is it just the aesthetic of having troops in a downtown area too much to bear?
I think it's a bad idea to have to normalize militaries occupying U.S. cities.
Is it worse than having all the crime?
Yeah,
the cities dying?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think we are uniquely with the American, you know, culture of worship of things like, you know, the military and war and that sort of thing. I think that we are a uniquely set up country to be very slowly turned into a military state. Suddenly we'll be competing to see who can let soldiers occupy their homes or whatever. You know what I mean? And I think that this is like a very unpleasant step in that direction.
Okay, you guys agree?
I don't want that for St. Louis. We already have the state control of the police department now. I think local places should be able to handle their own business. I don't really understand what's happening in D.C. I didn't realize things were so bad that we had to send the military in. I had actually never heard of any problems like that in Washington, D.C. until they installed these troops. I feel like that should be a last resort type of situation rather than
for
like
true emergencies.
Yes. Rather than just like, hey, we should just have troops on every street corner. Like, I don't want that. And it's not like, oh, because I don't like the military. That's not what it is at all. It's just, why would you? It's difficult for me to articulate like why feels bad.
No, but I'm exactly with you. This does not come from a place of I hate the military. This comes from a place of we have always been told, we've been told since our country was founded, that it is a bad idea to see any military occupying your civilian cities, right? Like, that's what the Second Amendment is all about. It's all about if the government tries to turn to tyranny and do things like suddenly the military is invading city blocks, that we could do something about it. Now, obviously, that time is long past, and there's nothing that civilians can do against the military. Perhaps part of the problem with the current state of things. But I don't want to look out the window here downtown and see a bunch of armed men in fatigues marching around just because they're told to. Like, what are they told to do, right? What is the idea here? Like, at what point do they start putting those guns to use, right?
Kev?
Well, I mean, it's antithetical to what an American ideal is. This is exactly what the founding fathers didn't want. That's exactly why the American Revolution started, because there were British troops in the streets of the colonies and policing citizens. There's no way to get over the fact that, I mean, there's just no way to work around the fact that while you will have that little extra security, that is absolutely stepping on your freedom. And you don't have to listen to me. Benjamin Franklin said it. He said, anyone that would give up essential liberty to purchase temporary safety deserves neither liberty nor safety. If we're a country that's about freedom, then no, you can't do this. Then you're a police state. How many places in the world where you see soldiers with weapons? I don't mean police officers in squad cars. You can throw it, whether it's National Guardsmen, that's obviously the only thing that's legal in the United States, but just any soldier with a rifle. Anywhere in the world, where is that a good sign? In what part of the world where you see that do you think, oh yeah, they must be good?
Well, and what's with the plan to, like, and we're going to Chicago next? Like, why are you setting up?
Are you going to Houston? Well, why aren't you going to the state of Louisiana? They have one of the highest murder rates in the country as far as states go. Why aren't you going to Mississippi? It also has an incredibly high murder rate. I mean, it's blatantly political what's going on right now. And that's another reason to undermine it. If you were going to say we're going to do it to all the big cities, well, first of all, that's an even bigger problem, but at least it would be unbiased. But we're picking and choosing for political reasons. And again, it is antithetical to the founders of this country to have that presence in a city.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX 334. Every day at this time, Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Gorgeous.
Yes, absolutely.
Just perfect.
Hey, just before we get into the weather, which is easy, the fall forecast, which we did last Thursday, You can find it on Facebook at Dave Murray's Weather. 150,000 hits so far.
Is that a record?
That's bigger than the last winter one.
That's great.
I'm amazed. I'm just amazed.
Fantastic.
It's the power of the DG.
See what happens when you give us good news, Dave?
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't even know. Rachel can probably find this out. We also have it on the KMOX site.
It is. It's on KMOX.com. Michael Calhoun put that up for us last week.
Yeah, I don't know how many hits, if you can even tell each story gets.
I'm not smart enough to check that stuff.
Yeah, they don't get us that.
I don't actually think there is a way to see it on our website anymore.
Maintained.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I think that is lost knowledge for cost-cutting purposes.
I just took a drink and it went down the Twinkie pipe, so Rach, you take over.
Well, Dave, I know we know the weather is gorgeous, but tell us a little bit more about it for the next couple of days.
Yeah, there's a big batch of rain across northern Arkansas, edging into extreme southern, especially southwest Missouri. Most of that's going to stay way to our south. So we stay in the northwest flow, 80 degrees tomorrow, really 79, 80 most of the afternoon in the 70s, 60 at night. Then Thursday, partly sunny. I'm going to keep a chance of a spot shower in on Thursday because of that southern moisture. I don't think anybody sees it. 81 degrees, 61 Thursday night, Friday sunny and 82, Saturday sunny and 80, Sunday sunny and 81, Monday sunny and 83. This may be the best Labor Day weekend ever.
Wow.
In St. Louis. Ever.
Nice.
Sounding awesome.
Sure does.
One more reason to check out Dave Murray's fall forecast, which you can find on Dave Murray's Weather on Facebook. He always posts pictures of the pups,
National
rain and
Dog
snowflake.
Day.
Oh, yes. And Friday, Sue Thomas was in here, Dave Murray, and I had to show her the pics of rain and snowflake because she is just one of the biggest dog lovers
out
there.
Oh, I know.
Yep. And she was loving it.
Yep. Yeah, snowflake is going to turn 8. In about 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
And Rain is now 14 and a half.
Wow. Keep on going.
No, keep
Good
on
job
going.
Rain, man.
Right. I got them both out of the car this morning, and Snowflake came into the garage, and then I was like, wait a minute, where'd Rain go? Now, Rain is, you know, basically 90% hard of hearing. Eyesight is, it's okay, it's fair. I couldn't find her anyway. She had wandered down the street about 3 houses down and was just wandering around.
Just checking things out?
Yeah, just checking things out, smelling stuff. And I went and I kind of grabbed her and I said, what are you doing? And she looked up at me like, I have no idea. No idea what I'm doing.
Yeah, so you got rain, what, 2011 then, right? Spring of 2011?
That would be, well, she was born in February.
Okay. Same age as my dog. My dog is... January of 2011 when he was born, but that we got him there right after, a few months after that.
Yeah.
14 and a half is a lot.
It's pretty special.
Yeah.
It's different for big dogs. That's huge for the size of what we're talking about with Rain. My guy weighs like 14 pounds. He's
Rain's like 100.
So. Yeah, a little different.
But she's muscle. It's amazing with her is that, yeah, because her back legs aren't very good, a lot of arthritis. She's had the ACL surgery on both legs. She uses her front legs to really propel her, and she's a tank. She's just a tank. In fact, I always say, if you're sitting out in the backyard having a cocktail just and you see Rain coming, the table's going over. Just so you know.
Have you guys seen the stuff? Andrew, you probably have clocked it since Megan is in the business. But on TikTok, like, I took my dog to the vet once a year and it died at 6 years old. But so-and-so's dog never went and it lived to be 22. And now people are starting to come out against vets. Have you seen this?
Yeah. Well, the problem is it's the exact same as humans. There are humans that haven't been to the doctor in 70 years and they die when they're 99. And there are humans who try and take very good care of themselves, but they have a congenital heart defect or whatever, and they die when they're 28. It's just how, I mean, it's literally the exact same.
Yeah.
Except actually it's a little worse when it comes to dogs because humans don't really have like selective breeding programs that are completely unregulated in the way that dogs do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So no, that's a great point. Like, there's a much higher chance that your dog will have some kind of wacky, crazy congenital, you know, issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just bad logic to be like, then I just shouldn't take him to the vet. If the vet is like poisoning the dog or something. Like, I don't think that's happening, but you want to
vets are great.
No, it's
vets
definitely not.
Love our vets.
How do we get so stupid?
We've gotten pretty stupid. We really have.
Social media. Yeah. Social media.
When I walked outside and it rained, so I'm never going back outside again.
Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily when you use the Schnucks Rewards app. American Airlines had to make an emergency landing out of Washington, was diverted to Washington International Airport after a passenger's device caught on fire. The plane landed safely, and the device was contained by crew members. They're investigating the incident, but passengers reported smelling smoke and seeing something on fire in the aisle. The airline declined to specify which type of device ended up catching fire.
I was listening to CNN on the drive home yesterday, and they did a story about this. And unless I misunderstood, they said it happens 4 to 6 times a week that a lithium ion battery in a phone or a laptop will catch on fire, like in someone's seat. You know, they just like put it in the little seat thing in front of them and poof, it just goes up. So.
Scary stuff. Okay, according to a new study, coffee in the morning really does perk up your mood. I'm shocked. I didn't think that was common knowledge at all. But no, they've basically proved it. The joy that you can feel from this caffeine boost can linger for about 2.5 hours.
Sponsored by the coffee growers of
big
America.
Coffee.
until you get your Red Bull, and then they'll take it through the rest of your day.
That'll give you wings.
Hey, let me show everyone on the stream. I got a new Stanley cup.
Nice. It's cool.
Guess what's in it? Water.
Red Bull. Stanley.
Oh. He's drinking Stanley. Water, folks.
Drinking water.
He's drinking good. Stanley.
Now, how often do you have to leave the show?
Quite often. Yes. Yes. Every break.
How's the water tasting, Dave?
Pretty good. I have Crystal Light grape in there. That's kind of my go-to thing with a little bit of caffeine. So
that's not water, though. That's Crystal Light.
Yeah. Well, it's water.
It's water. So is my diet, dude. It's got water in it, too.
It's water.
Thank you, Andrew.
It's water.
It's not. As watery as that's going to get.
It's Kool-Aid. Yeah.
It is water.
Did you use the good ice and the good water?
I did.
All right. You got to do that. Got to make sure to do that. Well, speaking of having something to drink, more than 20,000 cans of 7-Up have been recalled over a label error. They were mislabeled as zero sugar, but they did, in fact, have tons of sugar.
Oh, oops.
23,448 cans have been affected by this.
Yeah, that's not great for people that maybe have issues with the...
Absolutely. If that happens to me, oh no, I accidentally drank full sugar 7-Up, but there are people who have to avoid that at all costs, so it's a huge health concern. So if that is something that affects your life, please look into that.
You know what I had the other day? I was getting McDonald's, and... I mean, that's already a treat, but then for my drink, I got a high Z orange.
Those are so good. Oh, those are the
best. Those are awesome.
I haven't had one in 20 years.
They're insane. They're
perfect.
Ugh. Especially flawless. If you're like hungover or something, there's nothing better than that. Get yourself like a quarter pounder and one of those.
Get yourself some orange drink.
Oh, yeah, because it is. It's like fluorescent orange drink.
I mean, there's a reason
this is orange drink.
It doesn't have a real name. It's just called orange drink because it's...
The most expensive sports card ever has been sold. It's a Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant basketball card. They're sharing the stage on this card. It's a dual logo man card, and it fetched $12.9 million through Heritage Auctions. Mm. That was more than double its pre-auction estimate.
Somebody famous did that, didn't they? Didn't they buy that? Or a couple of people bought it?
There was somebody. I know what you're saying. There was somebody of significance that's part of the group that bought that. Yeah. And I don't remember. I'm gonna Google it.
If I were a billionaire, I would buy all of that stuff. Like, if you're a billionaire, $12 million is like a rounding.
See, I was
kind
just thinking. Even if I had unlimited money, I don't think I could make myself pay $12 million for a tiny piece of cardboard with Kobe Bryant's face on it.
I think I could.
It was Kevin O'Leary, by the way.
I hate that guy.
There you go.
I
hate that's
that guy. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Take that.
Well, he also, like, did his wife, like, kill somebody with their boat?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Spread rumors, DGS. Yeah, so
it's not a rumor.
The Starbucks pumpkin spice latte is back. Launched today. You know, normally when these things come out in August, it's like, this is so ridiculous. I'm sweating through my clothes and drinking a PSL. Well, today seems like it would have actually been an amazing day for that. So it worked out this year, at least in the St. Louis area. Netflix won the Japanese media rights for the 2026 World Baseball Classic, marking the first time it's going to stream a live event in Japan.
Okay.
Fun. And finally, Apple is plotting an iPhone lineup overhaul, including a foldable version of the iPhone coming out by 2026. So they're going to do an iPhone Air model this September, which is going to be reminiscent of the thinner, lighter laptop of the same name that you see from Apple. It's going to unveil its upgraded iPhone 17, iPhone 17 Pro, and 17 Pro Max this fall, with a few upgrades, like a better camera and more color options. But the big thing that everyone's excited about is the foldable iPhone. It will reportedly feature four cameras and is slated to enter full production early next year ahead of next fall's release.
Here's a real old guy thing. I've not seen the foldable screen. I don't know how it works, but I don't want it. Like, right? You don't get more
old
guy than that.
And you know what?
It's like, hey, don't fold my screen.
And you know what?
How do you answer the phone? Do you have to open it?
Right.
I think if you're an Apple purist, too, this is kind of like, well, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, Steve Jobs' vision for all of this was to make it as simple as possible. Mm. Since he, you know, has not been here anymore, Apple has changed quite a bit, and they've kind of moved away from some of those core principles.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think the foldable iPhone fits in with that at all, but also...
I can't believe you didn't do the biggest headline of the day.
And, oh my goodness. How have we gone a whole show without talking about this?
Because I was brainwashing you guys trying to get you not to.
Well, it's time and I'll be the one to say it. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift have gotten engaged.
Wow. You buried that lead?
I know.
It's okay. We've been leading with it at the top of the hour news.
So good for those happy kids. They announced it on Instagram. You can go check out the pics online.
Wheeler's grumpy about it.
He's over it, man.
You know why?
Because he wanted to marry Taylor.
No, it's because now my Twitter feed went from sports Twitter to bachelorette Twitter overnight. I didn't sign up for this.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
Looking for adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface
in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And whatever comes our way. Big Take coming up at the top of the hour with Ian Mackey and Steve Ellman. Those are our great duo. Want some fun facts?
Yes.
Frogs usually mate with the equivalent of orgies. And the males will sometimes temporarily change colors so that other males won't try to mate with them. Been there.
Nice. Good idea. Nice.
Sounds like a key party from the 70s.
Right? Yeah. I'm purple, dude. I'm purple.
Get over there.
In 1925, archaeologists were excavating the ruins of ancient Babylon when they discovered a museum. The museum dated back to 530 BCE, and there were artifacts from 2,000 years before that.
That's really so they had a museum back then?
Yes.
That's really so funny. Great.
We've been doing that for thousands of years.
Yeah, that's great.
That's fun.
Crazy. Carrots were originally several colors, and the most common one was purple. But Dutch farmers in the 16th century bred red and yellow carrots to make orange ones, since that was their royal color.
And the frogs kept trying to mate with them.
Wait, there were red carrots?
Yeah, purple.
I've seen the purple ones.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah.
They taste like carrots.
I mean, I don't think I've ever tasted them. I just see them and I go, too fancy for me.
You want to hear the top television performances of the 21st century?
Yes.
All right.
Jessica Walter as Lucille Bluth on Arrested Development.
I thought these were all going to be musical performances for some reason.
I thought it meant sports.
Wow, I'm disappointing both.
No, this is even better,
I like
actually.
Jessica Walters.
Michael K. Williams as Omar Little in The Wire.
Oh, dude. Good one. Omar's coming.
Carrie Coon as Nora Durst in The Leftovers.
I hated that show.
Did you? I have no connection.
I mean, it was interesting, and it's a really interesting premise, but like it felt like every episode, we're just not going to do anything in this episode to string you along for another one. Oh, yeah, guess what? We're going to do that again in the next one, and the next one, and the next one.
Steve Carell is Michael Scott in The Office. Mm-hmm. No?
I never watched it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, interesting.
Really? What led you to avoid it?
No reason. Just never did.
I mean, it's worth a watch.
John Hamm is Don Draper in Mad Men.
All right.
Love him.
We're kind of best friends.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Selena Meyer in Veep.
Really? Over Elaine?
Well, it's 21st century.
Oh, my bad.
And the best acting performance in the 21st century, Bryan Cranston as Walter White in Breaking Bad.
Pretty hard to argue.
Yeah. I like smoking lightning.
ARK Raiders. a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.